and should as soon think of counterfeiting another's look or step or voice, or of modulating my own by a pitch pipe, as the ancient orators did, with whom oratory was acting elocution, a branch of the dramatic art, as of adopting or imitating the gestures and tones of the most celebrated rhetorician I ever saw. The result was rather encouraging. My mother and sister were both satisfied. At any rate, they said nothing to the contrary. Being only in my 19th year, what might I not be able to accomplish after a little more experience? How little did I think, while rehearsing before my mother and sister, that anything serious would ever come of it, or that I was laying the foundations of character for life, or that I was beginning what I should not be able to finish within the next 40 or 50 years following. Yet so it was. I had broken the ice without knowing it. These things were but the foreshadowing of what happened long afterward.